Hi, this is Evolve to Be Radio, your evolution of consciousness command center. And this is Audrey Tara, and I will be teaching you grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness. And grounding meditations are an essential part of evolving your consciousness. It is the foundation of all spiritual work. And evolving your consciousness doesn't necessarily mean you have to be spiritual. The evolution of consciousness is just where we're at in humanity. It is the awakening of our mind. It is becoming aware of how we move in the world and how we live. We become aware of our thoughts and our belief systems. And this evolution of consciousness is coincides or maybe is even activated by the shifting of ages. We're moving from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age, or as the song goes, the age of Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius is really about living in the heart. It is about every little piece of your existence. You're moving not from your mind, but you're moving from your heart. And I don't mean moving from emotion. Emotion is... I think of emotion as heart and mind mixed together, and that your mind is really creating a visceral reaction in your body, not always based on reality. An emotional reaction a lot of times is a trigger that is based on an experience, a previous experience from your past that has ingrained a thought pattern or a belief system within yourself, within your mind, that you then, whenever that a similar experience happens, you become triggered and have an emotional reaction based on the past experience, and not really staying in what is present in your life or what is present in the experience that you're having in the moment. And so the evolution of consciousness, what that is doing is we're erasing those negative thoughts and belief systems so we can have a fresh look at the experiences that are in front of us in the present moment, and that we can enjoy or experience these moments of our reality in a new way. And when that happens, what's going on is that we are releasing the pain and suffering due to a past experience. We're releasing the emotional connection and the emotional reaction. And then we're coming into this new place of being where there's nothing. We can see the experience in front of us as it is in the moment, with nothing to model or nothing to say, oh, I had something similar and I'm going to react in this way. You know, it's not like that at all. So this new age that we're coming into, because our consciousness is evolving, because we've brought awareness to these places that of pain and suffering and we've healed them, we're going to be able to, in the age of Aquarius, have a new experience. So these experiences are not based on the past. They're based on what's happening in the present moment now. And we'll be able to drop fully into our bodies during this experience and be with it. whatever that is going on, whatever's going on, this gives us this amazing opportunity to, with the presencing of the experience, of what's going on in the moment, it allows us to do things a lot differently. It allows us to do relationship differently. It allows us to have a relationship with ourself that could be really heart-based, because we're not thinking about, oh, or judging ourselves, or, oh, I did it this way before, and I'm not worthy, I'm a bad person, I've really screwed up my life, you know, when I did that before. None of that. You don't have any of that. What you have is, wow, you know, I'm having this experience now, and I could really drop into my body. I can drop into my heart. I could drop into my pelvis, because there's no pain and suffering. I can be really fully present in my body, having an experience, allowing myself to do it differently in a healthy way, because there's no pain and suffering. Everything is, there's that healing process has already taken place. I just wrote a chapter for a book called The Authorities with Dr. John Gray and Raymond Aron, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Parent Soul. There's a bunch of other people that are going to be writing chapters for this book. And the chapter that I wrote was The Evolution of Consciousness for the Entrepreneur. And it's something that I'm really excited about, because I'm also in the process of creating a company right now for a business idea that I had a while ago based on my traveling to all these different sacred sites around the world. And that's, I would like to take people on trips to different sacred sites for personal growth and transformation. So I'm in this process of developing this company. And so I want to do things differently. I've had this passion since I was born. I knew that we were coming into this time in our Earth's history, in our human history, where we're going to be changing. We're going to be doing something different. So, you know, so this chapter for the book that I wrote is called The Evolution of Consciousness for the Entrepreneur. And it's about doing business from the heart. It's how do we make these choices? How do we stay present in the moment while doing business? How do we do business in a heart-based way of being? There's also a new, there's kind of these new catchphrases, and the catchphrase in the personal growth and transformation industry is cooperation, not competition. And there's a lot of informational marketing going on where people are driving their business through the internet. They're able to reach a global audience rather than a local audience. And then they're joint venturing with people. They're bringing people in that are of like mind, other companies, other teachers that are of like mind, and they are working together. They're sharing email lists. They're sharing workshops. They're doing summits, teleseminar summits, where they'll get like 10 speakers, and every day there's, you know, like two speakers, and you can listen on the internet. You can buy the MP3s. This is joint venturing. And what businesses are starting to do is they're starting to understand that your business and my business are very similar. We're both life coaches. Let's just, for an example. But your life coaching is a little bit different than my life coaching. But our demographic are people that enjoy life coaching. They use life coaching as a tool to you know, develop and to grow. So you create businesses or you create events based on each other's email lists, and you share. And what they're doing is they're not only just sharing, but they're also sharing in profit sales. Or it's not really profit sales. It would be, you know, if there's ways to track the people. And so if people from my email list go onto your site and they buy your products, I get a cut. I get a percentage of that sale. Just like if your people from your email list come to my site and they buy my products, you will get a cut off of the sale. So this is like a really, really new way of doing business. So business is evolving. That's just one example. But what's going on here is that we're finding that the old ways of being in the world no longer serve us. And so we're coming to this awareness, to this consciousness that we want to shift and change, which is evolution. So I believe that the next step in our evolutionary process, we were in the industrial age, we were in the technology age, and now we're in the age of consciousness, where we're actually changing how we function in the world, based on our inner world, and then how we perceive and function in the outer world. And one of the key things that you can, that are a tool that you can use to determine how your inside world is functioning, how you're being in the world, is what's going on the outside. The outside world is a mirror. And so, for example, if you're having an experience at work that everybody hates you, you're being betrayed, you know, you're just in this miserable work environment, you can go home and you have two choices. You can go home and you can have a huge emotional reaction and you can say, oh my God, it's, work was so terrible and this person and that person, they're really mean to me and they're backstabbing me and it's not fair and da 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 da. You can go home and do that. And those emotional reactions are really triggered by experiences that you've had in your past. So you might go back and look at, you know, what happened in your family environment. You can do that. And that's kind of an old paradigm of psychotherapy. Or you could go home and you could close your eyes and you can say, what's going on in my internal environment? If your boss is a male and you're a female, go in and look at the male and female aspects of your being. And what is the relationship that you have within your own self with the male aspect of your being? You could do the same if you're a male and you're having issues with your female counterparts at work, your coworkers. You can, that's something that you can do. But what you're doing is that you're using the mirror of your outside world to become aware of what is going on internally. What are your internal perceptions? What is going on within yourself? If you are experiencing people not responding to you in kind, go home and look and go inside and say, where am I not responding to my own self with love, unconditional love? And once you start changing your inner world, your outside world shifts, because your outside world is just a mirror of what's going on internally. And it's very quick. It can happen within a millisecond. And I've had some experiences doing that. So the process of evolution of consciousness, of your evolution of your consciousness, it is a process, and it takes practice, and it takes time, and there's kind of steps to go about doing that. But the grounding meditations that I teach in this radio show is really the foundation. It keeps you stable. It keeps you balanced and calm. You have this feeling of safety, because what's going on is when you have an emotional reaction, when you have life in chaos, the first thing that we want to do is we want to pop out of our body. And that's to avoid pain and suffering. So the grounding meditations are a tool for you to use so you're not popping out of your body. And then you're becoming anchored into the earth. So you're actually taking your energy that's waving above your head because it doesn't want to experience a pain and suffering, which is just really a trigger from a past experience anyways. But it's hovering above your body. So what you want to do is you want to draw your energy back into your body. And then you want to draw your energy even down further, deeper into the earth, and have this great anchored connection. It's like having base camp when you're climbing Mount Everest. You know you're reaching this peak, but the peak is very, you can't stay at the peak for very long at Mount Everest. I'm not sure how many feet it is in altitude. Gosh, and I want to say 18,000 feet. I'm not really sure. I know you need oxygen when you're up there. You cannot stay up there for very long. I think it's only about an hour. Would probably be too much. There's a lot of people that die on their way up. In fact, I met this great kid. He was about 19 when him and his friend climbed Mount Everest. And they said that there's just bodies up there that have not been cleared away. So, you know, it's quite a feat to climb Mount Everest and reach its summit. But they have a base camp. And base camp is a camp that it's at a point in altitude where it's safe that you could maintain that that place, so you don't wear your body out. You're not lacking in oxygen. So what people do is they go from base camp, and then they'll climb a little bit every day, and they'll go a little bit further. And so that is what is going on with the grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness. It's base camp. So while you're going through your evolution of consciousness, there's one thing that we like to do is that we reach an upper limit. And that is a place or a state of being where we're in bliss, that things are going rather smoothly. And some of us have a tendency, I know I do, I have a tendency of, everything is going way, way, way too good for me. So I am going to have to do something. Maybe I'll sabotage. Maybe I'll get sick. Maybe I'll eat the wrong foods that make me not feel good. Something to drop my energy down. It's like my energy is becoming in a really, really high vibration, and it's almost too good to be true. And my being is not accustomed to this state of existence. So I'll need to drop my energy down. when you're grounded, when you have this grounding tool, it's not really dropping your energy down, but what it's doing is it's anchoring that really high vibration. It's giving it a base camp. It's giving it a foundation. It's giving it something to anchor into, so that when you're experiencing the high vibrations, it feels stable. It feels right. You feel in alignment. Everything is balanced and calm. The other thing that the grounding meditations do is that they allow you to not become trapped or triggered or get, they don't allow you to respond or react to the chaos that's moving around you in life or the drama in life. The grounding meditations give you a tool so you're not responding from an emotional reaction, because you are the calm in the center of the storm. So I say it's like a tornado. Life is like a tornado. It's whirling around you. The energy of chaos, transformation, can be chaotic at times. The energies on the planet right now are in flux, and there's a lot of clearing and healing and awakening going on. And during those times, it just seems like everything is whirling around you, and there's big shifts and changes going on. And so the grounding meditations provide you the calm in the center of the storm. So, that is a little explanation of the grounding meditations. I'm feeling like we just need to go into the meditation now. It's enough talking. So just receive a deep breath in and out. And receive a deep breath in and out. And if you're doing this meditation sitting, you're sitting at the edge of your chair. You can use a pillow for support behind you. Your feet are flat on the floor and your hands are on your lap. If you're doing this meditation standing, your feet are shoulder width apart. Your knees are slightly bent. And your eyes are open. If you're doing this meditation standing, your eyes are open. You do not want to close your eyes while you're meditating and standing. I like doing my meditation standing. It's a great practice because when you're in line at the grocery store and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, it's very easy to maintain that a meditative state because you've already been practicing meditation standing with your eyes open. And then if you choose to lay down, just know that you might fall asleep if you're laying down, and that's okay too. You will still be listening to the words, and so your energy field will automatically be moving into a grounding state of being, and your subconscious will still be getting the meditation. So don't beat yourself up about that. If that's what you choose to do, there's no worries, there's no problems with that. So receive a deep breath in and out. And come into this present moment. So imagine imagine a ball of light in the center of your head. And this ball of light has a magnetic field to it. So this magnetic field is pulling all of your scattered energies that you've scattered amongst the moments of your life. And we're coming into wholeness. And to be present in the moment, your energy needs to be full and whole. And as we move through our existence, we kind of sometimes we leave our energy scattered around in different places. So we're just going to call forth our energy into this present moment right here and right now. And we're going to call forth all of the energies from our past, all the memories, all the thoughts and feelings of anything that happened in your past. It could be recently in your past. It could be last week, last month, last year. But we're just going to call forth all of the memories from our past. Could have been from your childhood. Just asking all that energy to come back that's been scattered. And then call forth from the future any energies that have been scattered into the future, thoughts of what you have to do later on this afternoon, if you're planning for this week, this month, thinking about summer plans. Anytime we have a thought, we kind of just leave a little bit of our energy into that moment. So we're asking for all that energy to come back right now so we could be fully present in the moment. All the future energies that have been scattered. And then we're going to ask for any energy that you've attached to another person to come back to you. You don't want to leave your energies attached to anybody, whether it be hooking, whether it be that you're even worried about them. You're kind of placing your energy into their field, and you want to be completely and fully present in your being. You want all of your energy here. So just asking that all of your energies come back into this present moment right here, right now. I guarantee you, if after this meditation, if you start thinking about somebody, your energy will go into their field again. And you just want to be careful. Especially, let's call back all the hooks we have into people right now. That's a good one. Just calling forth into this present moment right here and right now, any hooking energy that we've consciously or unconsciously have hooked into somebody else. Maybe we need something from somebody. We need somebody to do something for us. We want somebody to react a certain way to make us feel better. Or I could just say in a romantic relationship, you want somebody to be a certain way. So you might hook your energy into them, trying to get them to be that way. And in this new way of being, we're fully present in our bodies. Our energy is in complete wholeness, and we're not hooking. Our energies are no longer hooking. We're just really just sitting in this openness of our heart and allowing whatever there is to be, and feeling present with another person in relationship with them. And allowing them to be present in their own way of being. So let's go and remove all of those hooks very gently. We ask that this be done with ease and grace. We ask that as we remove these hooks from other people that we've subconsciously or consciously placed within their own energy field, we ask that these hooks be removed with love and care and gentleness. And that we are in loving, unconditional love for our own being in the way we respond to others. Remember, this is about experience and lesson and learning. So we're just ask, when we just ask for those hooks to be removed, they're automatically it happens. Once we bring our conscious awareness to something, we can then decide and choose how we want our energy to be, and our energy immediately responds. So now I'm starting to feel really present in my being, feeling whole and complete. I'm asking for all hooks to gently be removed from others, and that my energy comes back into my being. Receive a deep breath in and out. And if your eyes are closed, you can gently place your focus in between your eyebrows. And receive a deep breath in and out. And gently place your hands 3 inches below your belly button. And bring all of your awareness to your hands on your belly. And just notice what you feel. Can you feel your hands on your belly? Do your hands feel warm or cold? Now, what other awareness do you have when you come into the presence of your body, when you come into awareness of your pelvic area? Just notice. There's not too many thoughts. You don't want to analyze. You just want to notice. Feel. And then imagine or sense that there's a ball of light below your hands, sitting right above your spinal column. And that ball of light could be the size of a golf ball or tennis ball. The minute I start noticing this ball of light, it starts to grow. This ball of light is your essence. It's the truth of who you are, your divine spark. And once you start to notice it, it starts to just expand in this really, I always feel really happy when I become aware of this ball, the spark of my own divinity. And just allow this ball of light to grow. With every breath that you take, it just expands a little bit bigger. And notice what you start to feel with your hands on your belly. Notice what it starts to feel like in your pelvis. For me, it starts to feel really warm. And just with every breath that you take in and out, that ball of light just expands to fill your whole pelvic area in your body. And this ball of light is going to continue expanding with every breath that you take. Gently noticing what it feels like. And if you're not really sensing or feeling anything, just use your imagination. What would it look like? If you had this ball of light, your spark of divinity growing in your belly, what would that look like? What color would it be? What do you think, you know, what does that make you feel when you notice that you have this, your spark of divinity is growing inside your body? It's almost like you feel pregnant with your own life force. What does your life force feel like? How do you experience your life force? Remember, there's no judgments. Just allow your life force to be in your body and allow yourself to be with your life force. That's why it's evolved to be radio. That's what the to be stands for. Just be with it. Doesn't matter where you're at with it. If it feels crappy, let it just feel crappy then. If you're like, oh, I can't feel my life force. I don't know what my life force would feel like. I don't know what it would look like. It's okay. That's okay too. Be with that. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to be so happy that your life force is in your belly? Like, what is that? Like, how does that feel? How is that? How does that be? How does that even happen? That all of a sudden you can experience your life force in your belly. What's it doing there? What color is it? What does it feel like? And then in this new state of being, in this expansion of our own being, our pranic tube, which is this power current that runs up and down the central portion of our body in the middle, right above our spinal column, that pranic tube in the old traditions was only about 1 or 2 inches in diameter. In the new teaching, in this new paradigm of high vibrational energy, this high vibrational living, our pranic tube is now surrounding our entire body. It comes out about 1 or 2 feet beyond our physical form. So we're actually standing inside of our pranic tube. Our pranic tube is no longer inside of us. We are inside of our pranic tube. So just imagine this pranic tube is like, almost looks like a sheet of glass around you. Mine's about 2 feet out. Sometimes it's 3 feet out, depending on how much meditation work I'm doing or what kind of vibrations I'm holding. The higher the vibration, the bigger the pranic tube needs to be. Just imagine now that your life force, your divine spark, that ball of light, whatever you want to call it, is expanding out beyond your body, out touching the edges of your pranic tube. Using my spiritual eyes, it starts to get really, really bright because this ball of light is now growing so big. It's expanding 360 degrees in every direction. And it's just getting really, really big and bright. It's like almost like my whole entire body just becomes a ball of light. And just sit and experience that for a while. You just become a ball of light. And what does that feel like? What is that sensation? And if you're not sensing it, use your imagination. What would your imagination, what would play with your imagination? Become that child again. What's that childlike feeling like? Ooh, I'm a ball of light. And if you're really, really serious, then your ball of light is really serious too. But you're still a ball of light. Feel the power of that ball of light. What does it feel like when you're able to expand your being? Your life force. What does that feel like? What is it? What is it experience? What is that experience of expanding your life force out and just making it really big? And what would that feel like if somebody else was having that same experience and they were standing next to you? They were this big ball of light, and so are you at the same time. What does that feel like? What is that experience? Are you able to allow that other person to be a ball of light just as much as you are? And if you notice one thing, when you're expanding your life force out and being present, fully present with your life force as this expanding ball of light around you, when somebody else standing next to you is a ball of light too, you start to feel a little bit excited. There's no competition because you're fully present in your life force. When you are fully present in your life force, it's so much easier to allow somebody else to be fully present in their life force. In fact, it's something that you crave. You want them to also be their fullest expression of themselves, empowered in their life force. This place of sitting in your life force is really, really what we're asking of ourselves and we're asking of others, because it gives us an opportunity. It feels safe. You feel safe within your own being. Check that out. See if you feel safe or not. Imagine your life force completely surrounding you. Really, really big. Really bright. That feels safe. Or does it to you? It might not feel safe yet for you, and that's okay too. If you're in a state of your life force is starting to expand out, remember I talked about reaching an upper limit. And so when you expand your life force out for the very first times, it's kind of like you're practicing, you know, you're expanding yourself out. It's like sticking your toe in the water of a pool to see if it's warm or cold before you jump in. It's a perfect way to be. So expand it out a little bit and see how big you can make yourself. You don't have to be ginormous. You will get there. There's no question about it. Where you're at is where you're at, but just see, what does it feel like? Even if you it can expand yourself out maybe like a foot or two, you expand your ball of light out a foot or two, what does it feel like for you? Does it feel good? Is it a little scary? If it's a little scary, take your ball of light and make it a little bit smaller. This is your meditation. This is your practice. And now drop that ball of light down through your pranic tube. So your pranic tube is like almost like a mail chute in the old buildings. It's just a tube that's connected very deep into the earth, all the way into the earth's core, into her ball of light. So you're just dropping down your ball of light, your conscious awareness that's connected to your life force is just dropping down through all the organic matter of the earth. Just dropping down through the layers of the soil, through the layers of the rock and the water, down through all the minerals that the earth holds on the surface, about 2,000 to 3,000 miles down. So you're moving rather quickly through this organic layer of the earth. And you're moving down into the earth, dropping your life force and your consciousness, moving along with all of that down into the earth. And now you're going to drop into the lava layer of the earth. It's that hot, molten rock. There's also a meditation that you can do where your awareness is at the surface of the earth, and there's a ball of light over you just pushing down all of the stuff, all that negative energy that no longer serves you. And it goes down. If you push it down into this lava layer of the earth, it just, everything just burns up really quickly. So you don't have to worry about the earth, you know, damaging her or giving her more negative energy that she's already taken in enough. When you drop your energy, what no longer serves you, into the lava layer of the earth, it just kind of burns up. So just allowing your consciousness to drop down into that lava layer too, you'll notice that it'll feel like you're surrounded by lava. And just take a minute to experience what that feels like to be surrounded and having that lava just moving through you as well. Remember, you're just an energetic form in this layer. It's like moving through a wall, bringing all of your awareness down into this lava layer. And then moving down, allowing that lava, as you move down through this layer of lava, just ask that the heat from this lava and this electrical charge that's within this lava field is just burning off what no longer serves you. Just burning off all the negative energy, all the thought patterns, all the belief systems that no longer serve you. If you've had a really tough week emotionally, just let it all go in this layer. All of it go, all the worry, all the shifting and changing, all the letting go, all the awareness, all the judgment, all the pain and suffering. Just allow all of that to be burned off in this layer. Allow the lava to just burn it all off. That's the job of the lava. It's to burn off what no longer serves us so we can start new. And then as you drop down further and further into the earth, you start connecting into the permanent electromagnetic grid layer of the earth. This is the layer that sits right above the life force of Mother Earth. And it's just a layer, or it's just a level in the earth that's lines of light. They're just energetic grid patterning. The grids are actually, if you could see it in its fullness, it's geometric forms linked together and connected. It's about three geometric forms connected together. But in this position, I only just see lines of light. And as I move down through this field of energy, my energy anatomy and your energy anatomy is made up of lines of light as well. So these lines of light are connecting, clearing, and charging as you're moving down through them. You might even feel or sense a click, 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 click. Or just all of a sudden, what is it? What is this energy feel like? But there'll be a sense of alignment happening. It's just a different feeling. Just notice, what does it feel like as you move down through these electromagnetic grid patterns? And your energy field is connecting with these energy lines. These energy lines are clearing your energy field, connecting, clearing, and then they're charging it, being charged in a new vibration, very high vibrational energy. So now you're still dropping down. You're just following that pranic tube down through this layer. Click, click, click. And then you're reaching a ball of light that is the life force of Mother Earth, and you're just dropping down into that layer. And you're coming down into that layer, into that ball of light, which is the life force of Mother Earth. And you're just dropping down, 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 and you'll gently come to a stop. And you're just surrounded by the life force of Mother Earth. Just feel her holding you. Feel your heart expanding open as you reach into this level of connection with Mother Earth. And if you use your spiritual eyes, I see my feet, and I'll even see these quartz crystalline flowers just wrapping around my feet and anchoring myself in. And I can even feel my central power current as part of my energy anatomy will drop down, and it will anchor into a flowering crystalline bud. It almost looks like a quartz crystal lotus flower. So it's just those crystal points, but they're surrounded. They're in like a circular pattern, and they just come up around my feet, and they come up around my central power current. I'm working on having some good visual tools for this. So just feeling anchoring into the life force of Mother Earth, and your life force is connecting with Mother Earth's life force. What is that sensation like for you? How are you taking this in and receiving Mother Earth? Are you in a place where you don't want to receive too much, you want to really give? That's good. Are you in a place where you really just need to receive right now? You need to receive the love of a mother. That all-knowing mother who knows you very, very well, who has wisdom and unconditional love that is just far beyond what a human can provide for you in this moment. And she's now giving you a message. And just receiving this message, the message with love and gratitude. And taking and receiving a deep breath in and out. And thanking Mother Earth for providing this experience and this connection, knowing that you can always come back here whenever you need to, feeling fully grounded and safe and balanced. And now start your ascension up, following your pranic tube up, up through the life force of Mother Earth, up into the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. Going up through the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth, you're connecting and clearing and charging based in this new energy of connection into Mother Earth. And coming up through the layers, following your pranic tube and ascending up towards the surface of the earth back to your body. You're going through the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth in this connecting and clearing and charging in this geometric field of lines of light. There's a newness of being. And coming up through the layers into the lava, the molten lava layer of the earth. This magma, this smooth, molten rock that is filled with electromagnetic charge. And in this space, as you ascend up through this layer, you're not burning off what no longer serves you. You're actually kind of charging and melding permanently into your being this new way of being, this new energy. This connection of with you and Mother Earth, this balance, this safety, the wisdom and knowledge that you received. And you ascend up through your pranic tube, up through the organic layers of Mother Earth, through the mineral layers, the water, the rock, the earth. And as you move up towards your body, you might notice that your feet will start to feel pressure in them. And as you move towards your body, even using your imagination, the closer you get to your body, you just kind of pop back in, and your awareness is then all of a sudden, it goes from you're aware of being in the earth to now you're aware of being in your body. And you move up into your heart. And just allow your heart to expand out fully and completely. And I'm going to give a oneness blessing. So I ask that my body become a channel of divine love. Purest of divine love, that I am a clear channel. And as we finish out this day, I'm just going to finish out with this energy of unconditional love and the oneness blessing. And I'll say to you now, Namaste.